Chapter 3. Dodging Bullets. Fear Setting and Escaping Paralysis. Many a false step was made by standing still. Fortune Cookie. Named must your fear be before banish it you can. Yoda, from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. 20 feet and closing. Run! Run! Hans didn't speak Portuguese, but the meaning was clear enough. Haul ass. His sneakers gripped firmly on the jagged rock, and he drove his chest forward toward 3,000 feet of nothing. He held his breath on the final step, and the panic drove him to near unconsciousness. His vision blurred at the edges, closing to a single pinpoint of light, and then he floated. The all-consuming celestial blue of the horizon hit his visual field an instant after he realized that the thermal updraft had caught him and the wings of the paraglider. Fear was behind him on the mountaintop, and thousands of feet above the resplendent green rainforest and pristine white beaches of Copacabana, Hans Keeling had seen the light. That was Sunday. On Monday, Hans returned to his law office in Century City, Los Angeles's posh corporate haven, and promptly handed in his 3-week notice. For nearly 5 years he had faced his alarm clock with the same dread. I have to do this for another 40 to 45 years? He had once slept under his desk at the office after a punishing half-done project, only to wake up and continue on it the next morning. That same morning he had made himself a promise. 2 more times, and I'm out of here. Strike number 3 came the day before he left for his Brazilian vacation. We all make these promises to ourselves, and Hans had done it before as well, but things were now somehow different. He was different. He had realized something while arcing in slow circles toward the earth. Risks weren't that scary once you took them. His colleagues told him what he expected to hear. He was throwing it all away. He was an attorney on his way to the top. What the hell did he want? Hans didn't know exactly what he wanted, but he had tasted it. On the other hand, he did know what bored him to tears, and he was done with it. No more passing days as the living dead, no more dinners where his colleagues compared cars, riding on the sugar high of a new BMW purchase until someone bought a more expensive Mercedes. It was over. Immediately a strange shift began. Hans felt, for the first time in a long time, at peace with himself and what he was doing. He had always been terrified of plane turbulence, as if he might die with the best inside of him, but now he could fly through a violent storm, sleeping like a baby. Strange indeed.